Read it yourself with Ladybird. Level 4. Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. Once upon a time, a beautiful queen had a baby girl. The baby's skin was as white as snow, and she had beautiful black hair. The queen called her baby Snow White. But soon, the queen died, and the king married again. The new queen was beautiful, but she was very wicked. She had a magic mirror. Every day she asked it, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of them all?" And every day the mirror said, "You, queen, are the fairest of them all." Snow White grew up, and she looked more beautiful every day. One day, when the queen went to her mirror, it said,
"Snow White is the fairest of them all."
The queen was angry. She didn't want to live with anyone more beautiful than herself. She called for her huntsman and said, "Take Snow White into the forest and kill her." So the huntsman took Snow White into the forest. They went on and on all day, but he could not kill her. She was too beautiful.
"Run away," he said. "The queen wants to kill you. You must never come back. If you do, you will die."
Snow White ran away into the forest. Soon she came to a little house. She couldn't run any more, so she opened the door and went in. In the house, she saw a table with seven little chairs. Then she saw seven little beds.
"These beds are so little," said Snow White. "Whoever could sleep in them?"
Snow White was so tired that she went to sleep on the beds. Soon, the little men who lived in the house came back. They were seven dwarves who worked in the mines. They saw Snow White sleeping.
"What is this beautiful girl doing in our house?" they asked.
Suddenly, Snow White woke up.
"Who are you?"
said Snow White.
"We are the seven dwarves," said the biggest of the dwarfs.
Snow White told them that the wicked queen wanted to kill her and that she had run away. The dwarfs looked at one another. Then the biggest of the dwarfs said,
"You must stay here. You will be safe in this house."
The dwarfs told Snow White that she must never talk to anyone who came to the door. Back at the castle, the queen went to her mirror.
"Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of them all?"
she asked. And the mirror said,
"Snow White is the fairest of them all."
The queen was very angry. She put on some old clothes and went into the forest. There she found the little house. The dwarfs were out at work. So the Queen knocked on the door.
"Do you want to see my beautiful ribbons?"
she asked. Snow White opened the door to look at the ribbons. At once, the Queen put a ribbon round Snow White's neck so that Snow White could not breathe. When the dwarfs came back and found Snow White, they took the ribbon off and put her to bed. Soon, she woke up. They told her that she must never open the door to anyone, ever again. But the next time the Queen looked in the mirror, it said,
"Snow White is the fairest of them all."
The Queen was very angry again.
"I will kill Snow White once and for all," she said.
Once again, the Queen put on old clothes and went to the little house. This time, she had some beautiful combs. When she came to the house, she knocked on the door.
"The dwarves told me not to talk to anyone who comes to the door," said Snow White.
"Then I will put a comb by the door and go," said the Queen.
When the Queen had gone, Snow White took the comb and put it in her hair. The comb had poison on it, and Snow White fell asleep. When the dwarfs came back, they looked after Snow White and made her well again. The Queen didn't go to her magic mirror for some time. But then one day, she asked the mirror,
"Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of them all?"
And the mirror said,
"Snow White is the fairest of them all."
The Queen was angrier than ever. She went out to find Snow White one last time. Snow White was making the beds. This time, the door was open a little, and Snow White saw a woman with some apples.
"A beautiful apple for a beautiful girl," said the woman.
Snow White went to the woman and took an apple. As soon as Snow White bit the apple, she fell and died. When the dwarfs came back, they tried to help her, but it was too late. Snow White could not be woken. The dwarfs were very sad. After a time, they put Snow White in a glass coffin on a hillside. She looked as if she was sleeping. One day, a prince came by. He saw Snow White lying in the coffin and fell in love with her. The prince opened the glass coffin and kissed Snow White. The kiss woke her. She saw the prince and fell in love at once. "Will you marry me?" asked the prince.
"I will," said Snow White.
Very soon, Snow White and the prince were married, and everyone came to see. The wicked queen was there too. When she saw Snow White, she was so angry that she ran away and was never seen again. And Snow White and the prince and all the 7 little dwarves lived happily ever after. How much do you remember about the story of Snow White and the 7 dwarves? Answer these questions and find out. What magical thing does the Queen own? Why is the Queen so angry? Who does the Queen ask to kill Snow White? Whose little house does Snow White come to? Where do the 7 dwarves put Snow White when they think she is dead? Who finds Snow White lying in the glass coffin? Unjumble these words to make words from the story, and then match them to the pictures.